All right, it's 1061 The Corner, and we are visiting in the Corner Lounge today. Before the show at Fellini's off of the downtown mall, Sarah Blacker is in with us. How's it going?
It's going very well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And like we were just talking about, it's a beautiful day and a great night for folks to check out the show. We thought we'd just have you get right into a song. What song did you want to do first for us?
The first song is called Nine Eye. It's a brand new one, and it's written in response to sort of the catastrophic state of things here in our country and the rest of the world. And, you know, I truly believe that it's very important to chase your dreams and follow your heart because, you know, you never know when the last moment you'll be breathing is, and you just got to do everything you've ever wanted to do and try to put good out there and influence the world in a positive way as opposed to contributing to the mass destruction that's taking place and, you know, a number of different ways right now.
Very good. All right. It's Sarah Blacker here in the Corner Lounge on 1061 The Corner.
Is that who sings the notes that I can't reach? Who made a pack that goes dark town to win? I can't sleep night, night. The tide runs high for hunts and peck. It flows too deep. Try, try. Nobody told me that chasing dreams would be easy. Divine timing is now. The taxes rise, the fruits in bloom. The truth is nobody knows how. But night, night, the tide runs high for hunts and peck. It flows too deep. Try, try. Nobody told me that chasing dreams would be easy. Put a penny in a whirl, made up a story.
It's 1061 The Corner, and we're visiting today in the Corner Lounge with Sarah Blacker. She's playing tonight at Fellini's off the downtown mall. And you said, Sarah, what time abouts do you go on? From like 6 or so?
6 to 9 is the, you know, administered time slot. So I'll be playing a few sets there within.
All right. Yeah, it's a nice place for folks to check out some live music. And The Only Way Out Is Through is your new CD. And that actually, the song you just played is a new one. That's not even on here.
Exactly. It's for the next album.
Where did you record this new album? You're from the Boston area. Is that right?
I am. I live in Cambridge, Mass. I recorded the album in Scituate, which is on the South Shore right by the ocean near some smelly marshes in a little house studio up in the attic of, it's actually called Noise in the Attic Studios in Scituate, Mass. And producer and an engineer, Rob Loyot, we co-produced and recorded the album together. And also Sean McLaughlin of 37 Foot Productions recorded all my vocals and mixed the album. It was a really magical experience. It was really wonderful.
Cool. And I've always heard, I've never actually been up to Boston myself. I hope to do so
you
at some
get
point
up
soon.
There.
I know. I've been on the East Coast now for like 3 years and I still haven't made it up there. But
wow.
I've always heard that the singer-songwriter scene, especially in that general area, it has been really strong. Can you speak to that at all? Is it still kind of that same way, or what has your experience been?
Absolutely. Well, like, you know, thanks to clubs like Club Passim, where Bob Dylan and Joan Baez got their start in the area. It's sort of like a very communal folk and singer-songwriter and building Americana scene as well. So I used to play out all over Boston, but it tends to be Red Sox fans or folks who are in bands who don't necessarily support the scene. But Cambridge has a real passion and true love of acoustic music and folk music and blues and all the traditional styles. So they're pretty open-minded, and there are a lot of singer-songwriters, but there's some really wonderful places to play and a good following.
We're visiting here with Sarah Blacker in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner before the show at Fellini's tonight. And Brad was telling me that you have a music therapy background. Is that right?
I do.
Wonder what is that about?
Well, I went to Berklee College of Music in Boston. And music therapy sort of spelled out a perfect marriage of, you know, everything that I'm really passionate about, working with people and psychology and songwriting and working with kids and, you know, improvising within music and just really capturing raw emotion and then translating that into something that can teach, compel, and motivate. And so I generally, I've done a lot of work in hospitals, inner city hospitals, and with children with autism. You know, because of the economy, I lost my jobs that were consistent, but I do like a few hours a week of music therapy with kids with autism right now.
Oh, okay.
So,
and you usually
when
do
I'm
go,
not touring.
Right, exactly. So you still kind of have the music and the medical
side a little bit,
of things.
Yeah.
Man, it's amazing. And it's we were just talking about all the different instant means that you have to be in contact with your fans now, with Facebook and MySpace and Twitter and whatnot. And you seem to be pretty up on that and able to keep up with that. And as I mentioned to you a few minutes ago, we had Aaron McKeown and Jill Sobule in yesterday, and they are both kind of on the leading edge of being very innovative with their fans. And their most recent albums were in part largely fan financed. Like they actually had fans.
As was mine.
And I mean, do you think that is kind of the new model? Like they're even doing internet concerts and things like that as well.
That's something I'd really like to get into. And probably will as soon as I have a better camera. But I mean, this album was, you know, I did ask for donations from my fan base, and you know, at first I was really hesitant to even reach out to them because, you know, music's supposed to be a gift to them, not necessarily for me. But, you know, it's a really expensive process, and to deliver a really great product that people can, you know, get a piece of and literally have their name written right in the CD and feel like they were a part of its creation, I think is sort of a really exciting thing for people who are enthusiastic about music. And I think there's a lot that can be done with the internet, and you know, I think that more and more people aren't going out to see live music as much anymore. They're doing a lot of things on the internet. So to really stay connected and be a person that your fans can reach out to.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Sarah. Let's go ahead and get another song. Which song did you want to do next for us?
I'd like to play Sandpiper, which is the 11th song on the album, the last song.
Sandpiper's call is for you this time. He's soaring on the winds of all you dare to hope for. And I hope for all your dreams to come true. Yeah, I hope for all your dreams to come true this time. I hope for all your dreams to come true. On this side of heaven, the table set for two this time. The ever-changing landscapes paint your sky and open up your floor. I hope for all your dreams to come true. Yeah, I hope for all your dreams dreams to come true this time. Yeah, I hope for all your dreams to come true. The thinner field of flowers you may have found yourself in has made a way for towers of sun streaming in. And time is serving hours for this new chapter to begin. And I hope for all your dreams to come true. Yeah, I hope for all your dreams to come true this time. Yeah, I hope for all your dreams to come true. I hope for all your dreams to come true this time. Yeah, I hope for all your dreams to come true.
All right, it's Sarah Blacker here in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner before the show at Fellini's tonight off the downtown mall. And thanks so much, Sarah, for coming in.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
And zooming in all the way from Philadelphia. So
literally zooming. Thank goodness no cops pulled me over.
Oh, yeah, we're glad you made it safe and enjoy this beautiful day in Charlottesville. And,
thank you, I will.
We'll be glad to have you back next time you're in.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.